That's the
milk when it gets cold.
That's prior to being made into butter, though.
Odors can get like this. When you say an odor smells.
Well, I don't have a term for that.
Okay, all right. Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
Buttermilk.
Okay, now it's all really sour and you can't use it. What happens to the milk? I think you mentioned this.
It curdles.
Okay, it curdles. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. What kind of cheese do you make from this curdled milk?
Cottage cheese.
What do you do to the milk the first thing after milking to get the impurity out of it? You might have to...
Well, first you strain it and then you homogenize it and pasteurize it or...
Well, make it good. Okay. What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top?
Deep dish apple pie.
Okay. You can make... these also have peach and... blueberry and apple.
Just a fruit. A fruit. Fruit pies with dumplings. That's the way I describe that when it's deep dish, anyway.
Okay. Have you ever used the term cobbler?
Why,
fruit,
yes.
Cobbler. Okay.
Yes, my mother makes them all the time.
Makes what?
Cobbler pie.
Okay.
And pie. I usually just make pan pies, and that's right.
They all sound good to me. Yeah. Okay, somebody has a good appetite, and you say, he sure likes to put away his...
Well, grub, I guess, but I would say food.
Food. Fine. Yeah, some of it's slang. Okay. What would you call milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over pie?
I've never heard the combination.
Or any sweet liquid that you might pour over pudding.
A cream. Oh,
or
yes,
sauce.
Cream, yeah. But I mean, I didn't know that.
You could make it that way. We'll learn a new recipe. Okay.
My daddy always liked to put milk in his pie, in his cobbler, but, you know, just plain
milk. Is he just plain milk?
Mm-hmm. Without anything in it.
I'm getting hungry. Food taken between regular meals, you would call it a
snack.
Okay, fine. I'm going to go over the principal parts of eat here with you. I blanked breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I ate.
Okay. Yesterday at that time, I had already...
eaten.
Okay. Last week, I...
ate.
Breakfast every day. All right, fine. What do people drink for breakfast usually?
Oh, you can drink coffee, milk. A lot of people like hot tea.
Okay.
Cocoa.
How do you make coffee? Or do y'all drink coffee?
Yes, but I just use instant.
Me too. My husband's the only one who has any, and that's all he gets.
There's a few conveniences that I do like.
Right. Okay, what do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water for the most part.
Okay. Do you drink it out of a what at the table?
Glass.
Okay, fine. If the glass fell off the sink, what would happen to it?
Well, most likely it would break.
Okay. You might say,
I didn't break it.
Okay, fine. But someone has...
broken it.
That glass. Okay. Alrighty. If I ask you, how much did you drink, you might say, I blank a lot of it.
I drank a lot of it.
Okay, then you might ask me, how much have you...
drunk.
Alright, fine. And together, we sure blank a lot of water.
We sure drink a lot of water.
Okay, fine. When dinner's on the table and the family is standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them to call your family to dinner?
Well, there's so many terms you could use. Come and get it, or supper's ready, or...
If you have company for dinner, would you say the same thing?
Oh, no.
What would you say for them?
I would say dinner's